There's our car.
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The sun's trying to come out. It could be sunny where you are on this Saturday. Tomorrow looks even warmer. Great Sunday. 54 degrees. Vikes are in Detroit to play the Lions. And the Motor City Kitties are favored by 8.5 in that one. J.J. McCarthy will start at quarterback. Tonight, the Wild, they continue the homestand against the Vancouver Canucks at 6 o'clock tonight. And the Wild need a win. They need goals. They need a lot right now. And Jess Myers joins us from the Pioneer Press. He covers the club and his work, available online at TwinCities.com. Jess, this has not been a good homestand, and it has not been a good start to the season. I mean, you can point at a lot of different things, the penalty kill, goaltending at times, lack of goal scoring. It has not been a good run.
But October's over, right? We just put that behind us. We start a new month, November. You know, it's a fresh start. Everything's fresh and new and exciting. Yeah, no, it was not a great October. I was joking with my bosses at the paper. You know, I did a story kind of summing up the fact that they went 3-6-3 in the month, and I said, you know, for folks about my age who remember movies from the 80s and 90s, I think the headline could be Dead October instead of Red October, something like that. I don't know. But, this is a team that's struggled in a lot of areas, as you just noted, the biggest of which is probably the fact that they're not scoring enough. I mean, the goaltending has been okay. The defense has been okay. But when you're only getting a goal or two every night, it's just not enough. And then, you know, they had a game like earlier last week where they got some puck luck. They got some goals against Winnipeg. They had a lead in the third period, and they wind up losing in overtime. So they've played four games on this six-game homestand, 8 possible points available so far, and they've gotten 2 of them, and that's just not good enough. And let's hope they can kind of start to turn the page here, kind of start to figure some things out. And if you want something to be optimistic about, man, it sounds like last year when we waited all year for guys to get healthy again. But I saw Matt Zuccarello this morning out there skating with the skating coaches. He was the first one on the ice at their morning skate. He's not quite ready yet, but they're getting more and more hopeful that Matt Zuccarello is going to make a comeback, you know, sometime in the next week or two. And I think that would provide a nice boost for this team on the ice and off the ice, because he's a huge leader in this locker room.
Yeah, and, you know, Jess, fans can easily get frustrated, and rightfully so. They're spending money to come out to the rink. Tickets are not cheap. Beverages and food are not cheap. And what transpired Thursday night, fans were not happy at Grand Casino Arena.
You heard some boo birds as the team left the ice. Definitely, you know, they get an early lead. They go on the power play, and their power play statistically has been among the best in the NHL this year. So they go on the power play with a 1-0 lead, a couple power plays, and they don't get a goal. You know, if you add to it there, if you make it 2-0, if you make it 3-0, stuff like that, then you're in a much better position. Instead, they go into the third period 1-1, and then Pittsburgh just completely takes over the game. And it was an interesting post-game press conference with John Hines after that one, because he's talked a lot about the style they want to play, this aggressive attacking style. And he was asked by another reporter, you know, do you have the team that can play that style? And he kind of bristled at the comment, not at the reporter, but at this notion. And he said, you know, winning faceoffs is not a style. Being hard on the puck is not a style. You know, finishing checks, you know, taking care of your man defensively, none of that is style. That's basic hockey stuff. So, you know, kind of called his team out a little bit in just failing in kind of the simple things that you learn when you're a bantam or a peewee learning to play this game, you know, at some community arena in Minnesota. So those are the areas where he's seen shortcomings. They've got some superstar players, obviously. They've got, you know, a goalie that's a mainstay for a long time. They just are failing in the little areas, and they're adding up to losses here. And five in a row is certainly not acceptable to this fan base.
Yeah, and you would think things like a penalty kill that's dead last right now in the NHL, that eventually that will even out statistically. I think middle of the pack's around 80%. The Winnipeg Jets, last time I looked, were number one. PK at 90-plus percent, which is phenomenal. But, you know, that's another one of those specialty units that has – you know, I mean, that you can't have that where someone's scoring four goals and every 10 trips to the power play. That's crazy.
Yeah, and what's crazy, too, and we've seen this a couple years in a row now, is when the penalty kill struggles, it struggles quickly. I mean, if there's maybe a silver lining, they don't have a guy in the penalty box very long, because teams are not only scoring on the power play, but they're scoring within the first 10 or 15 seconds of the power play. I mean, it's just instant that that teams know what to do against this Minnesota penalty kill, and they do it real quickly. So that's an area of concern. That's a place they want to work some things out. I will say, however, Steve, you know, we all follow social media. There's a lot of talk out there. There's a lot of people who think they know a lot of things and maybe don't know a lot of things, but they talk like they do. Right. You know, I'm hearing a lot of buzz already that, well, this coach, he's lost the room. He, you know, they're not listening to John Hines anymore. I'm a reporter. I asked Bill Guerin point blank a couple days ago, and it's the front page story in the Pioneer Press today. Is there any notion that the coach is in trouble? And he told me, without any caveats, without any out clauses, he said he is not going anywhere. So at this point anyway, there's not a price to be paid for the struggles. Now, you know, if these things continue into November, who knows where they go from here, whether it's trades, whether it's sending guys down, whether it's bringing guys up from Iowa. But, you know, changes will have to be made, whether it's on the ice, behind the bench, you know, whatever happens if this continues. Because this is a team that made the playoffs last year and certainly had designs on making the playoffs and maybe going a little deeper this year. And, you know, we've got 70 games left, a lot of hockey left, a lot of runway left. But we've seen how quickly you can get behind the eight ball if you have a bad start to the season.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, and we have discussed that. That is a reoccurring theme. You don't get to the Stanley Cup playoffs in October, but you can certainly dig a hole, and that's what they're doing right now, and that can change tonight. They desperately need a win in regulation. Their last one came at Madison Square Garden, so they need to start getting points. You just can't run together these long stretches of games where you're getting a point and then going two in a row and not getting any. It's hard to recover from that.
And as I wrote about today, Steve, one of the greatest enemies that John Hines has right now is his own past success. If you'll remember a year ago, I wrote about this. December 6th last year, this team was 18-4-4. Think about that. Greatest start in team history. They were doing everything right. They had fans excited. People were coming out to the building. You know, they had already put a couple of teams kind of behind them in the rearview mirror before Christmas last year. And now with roughly the same team. You know, they made a few changes in the offseason, but nothing too dramatic. You know, I don't think losing Freddie Gaudreau is what anybody is saying as the reason this team is off to a slow start. You know, things just haven't clicked this year, and it's bewildering to a lot of people.
Yeah. Once again, Canucks tonight, 6 o'clock start in St. Paul. One to go on the homestand, then a brief road trip. And they head out to Carolina and then back to the New York metro area back to back. It seems like there's been a ton of back to backs already for the Wild.
You know, and those are tough. You know, the players all say, hey, we can't control the schedule. You just got to show up and play.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Let's be honest, when you're playing, especially back to backs on the road, you know, they're going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina on Thursday night and then on Long Island Friday night. And as much as, you know, they fly on charter planes and they have luxury hotels and all of that, that's tough physically. You know, the ideal way to handle a back-to-back, especially in that second game, is get an early lead because you know your legs are going to run out of gas at some point. Get an early lead and just hang on. You know, but those games are a challenge. You know, we saw that earlier this year. They played one night in Washington, had a tough game there, played in Philadelphia the next night. And granted, that's a short trip. You know, you're not going too far. But again, it's just a matter of getting on buses, getting off buses, getting into hotel rooms, getting into an arena where you're not so familiar. They did manage to get a point in Philadelphia the next night, an overtime loss there. But, those aren't easy, and you've got another one coming up. And, you know, the schedule is what the schedule is, especially now that you have, you know, stuff like last year where you had the Four Nations face-off and the teams essentially take 2 weeks off in February. This year you've got the Olympic break, so the schedule is even more compressed because teams are taking 3 weeks off in February. And then in future years, starting next year, they're going to 84 games. So that means, you know, another little compression of the schedule where you have these stretches where you have, you know, 5 games in 7 nights or 4 games in 7 nights where it gets tough on teams.
Yeah. No doubt. I know you still keep an eye on the club that plays home games at 3M Arena at Mariucci, and it's been a bit of a struggle. They won in Grand Forks, beating North Dakota 5-1 on October 18th. Since then, they got swept by the UMD Bulldogs, and they dropped one in Madison to the Badgers on Thursday night. They'll go again tonight. They did lose a ton of players. What's going on with Bob Modzko's club?
You're still waiting for guys to step up, you know, and when somebody like Oliver Moore or Jimmy Snuggerud or some of these guys take off, that leaves some opportunities, and guys have to step up and take those opportunities. You're not going to just replace a Jimmy Snuggerud, obviously, but you have some great offensive players on this team. They're young. You kind of saw a season like this coming because just a lot to replace. So, you know, as weird as it seems, if there's a year where the Gophers might be going on the road for the playoffs in the Big Ten, this might be it, just with like you say, the slow start that they're off to. Now, you know, the cynical Twin Cities sports fan says, man, Minnesota sports are really a mess right now. I like to remind them, Duluth is also in Minnesota, and the Bulldogs, as you mentioned, are off to a flying start. They won in North Dakota last night, which is a place they've always struggled. They've got one of the most exciting lines in college hockey with the Plant Brothers and then Jason Chagabee, who was the Minnesota Mr. Hockey winner just a couple years ago. So maybe turn your eyes northward if you want a fun team to root for. Those UMD Bulldogs are off to a nice first month and seem to be rolling along.
Go for women's hockey update real quick. The split with Ohio State in the middle of October, that was at Ritter, and I think they'll take that. Ohio State's just been outstanding. Sweep the UMD Bulldogs up in Duluth last weekend, and then this weekend, the number one ranked Badgers, they beat them on Friday 5-1. They get steamrolled today 7-2, but still get a split with the Badgers. So Brad Frost's crew playing pretty well right now. That's a tough stretch of games.
And the Wisconsin women had won something like 37 games in a row, or just some ridiculous number like that, yeah, including the national championship last season. So, to go into Le Bon Arena, that hockey, women's hockey specific rink that they've got in Madison, and to get not only a win there, but a pretty decisive win on a Friday night. Yes, you go home after a tough loss today, but I think they'll take a sweep in, they'll take a split in that building anytime you can get it. So, nice start for Brad Frost. That conference is so crazy because in the end, it's all going to come down to Minnesota, Wisconsin, Ohio State. Those are the three teams that seem to be in the mix every year, and we don't see anything different so far.
Yeah, and then they get Bemidji State, and then they play a home-and-home with Minnesota State. I like that. And then same deal, home-and-home with St. Thomas before the long break for final exams in the holidays, but really a tough stretch when you've got Ohio State, UMD, and Wisconsin three weekends in a row, and to come out of that in pretty good shape. All right, Jess, always great. Thanks so much for the time. Look forward to your coverage tonight and, of course, tomorrow in the Pioneer Press.
Always good to talk hockey, Steve. Have a great weekend.
All right, there is Jess Myers from the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com. It is 4:31, and we're going to get college football final going in a moment. Number of finals around the area already. We'll have game reports and, of course, scores, including the Big Ten, the Top 25, the Missouri Valley. How did the Tommies do today? And then, of course, the MIAC, the Northern Sun, the WIAC. Huge showdown today, Whitewater at River Falls. We'll get a report on that one with Pat Coleman from D3Football.com. It is all coming up here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.